Okay, I start my presentation, and my presentation is about adequate vitamin C intake and the association with periodontitis among Korean representative adults. For many years, vitamin C has been recognized to play a role in periodontal health, which is supported by an inverse association between serum or plasma vitamin C concentration and periodontitis. And during the last decade, there are growing evidence for the importance of vitamin C as antioxidant against reactive oxygen species and in leukocyte function in health as well as periodontal disease the subject. There were some studies between dietary intake of vitamin C and periodontitis for Korean. However, those analyses were not fully addressed by compounders, and this study aims to assess association between vitamin C and periodontitis among the representative Korean adults. Oxidative stress causes protein damage, lipid prostation, DNA damage, and carbohydrate damage, and it can occur many diseases, and it can also lead to periodontitis. And vitamin C, as an antioxidant, it has some preventive roles by some mechanisms like scavenging reactive oxygen species (ROS) and prevention of damage by ROS, preventing phantom reactions, reforms alpha tocopherol, protection of ROS release, and it blocks the oxidative stresses, and it also has some immunological roles like monocyte adhesion molecule decrease, pro-inflammatory gene expression decrease. So this study, the hypothesis of this study, the vitamin C is associated with reduced periodontitis prevalence in Korean. And this design of this study is a cross-sectional observation study and using national survey data. And total the number of the data set, we excluded some excluded under age 19 and adventurous or community periodontitis index data missing subject. And the final analysis was done by in the 13,440, and there was subject with missing data in nutrition, and for the adjusted analysis, we the subjects were 11,613, and if what dichotomized by CPI indexes 3 or more, and dichotomized by non-periodontitis and periodontitis. Vitamins. We assessed vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, C, and vitamins were assessed by daily intakes were calculated by 24-hour record method, and adequate intakes of vitamins were defined by dietary reference intakes for Korean, and periodontitis was assessed by oral examination by dentist, and we used CPI index, and periodontitis was defined as CPI index 3 or 4, and HESC was defined 0 to 2, and we assessed compounders. Other nutrients include protein, carbohydrate, fat, calcium, iron, sodium, phosphorus, carotene, potassium, and it was assessed by 24-hour recall method. And social demography has related behavioral factors include age, sex, income, alcohol drinking, smoking status. It was assessed by interview using questionnaire, and the general health related factors included diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and obesity. And these were assessed as seeing diabetes mellitus were assessed by fasting blood sugar and present treatment, and pre-diabetes mellitus assessed by impaired fasting glucose, and hypertension was assessed by systolic blood pressure and diastolic blood pressure or present treatment status, and pre-hypertension was also categorized, and obesity was defined by body mass index, and we also categorized the underweight group. Yes, this is a characteristic of subject by periodontal status. Many confounders are associated with periodontitis, and some nutrients also associated with periodontitis. Okay, we used to categorize for categorizing the vitamins. We use the daily intake reference for vitamins while dietary reference intake for Korean 2010. And as shown, it was different according to the sex and age groups. The color value, the adequate value are different. And we categorized those vitamins like this, adequate and insufficient and excessive. Adequate is between estimated adequate requirement and the upper limit, tolerable upper limit level, and or if there is not upper limit, just over EAR, and insufficient was defined by under EAR, and excessive was defined as over tolerable upper limit level. And statistical analysis we use for crude association of vitamins on periodontitis, we use the chi-square test, and for adjusted association, we use the logistic regression analysis, and the model will include five vitamins simultaneously, and in model 2, it was adjusted for compounds in model 1 and other nutritions, and in model 3, it was adjusted for all compounds in model 2 and social demographic health related behavioral factors, and in model 4, it was adjusted for all compounds in model 3 and general health related factors. And we have done stratified analysis according to the subgroups, age, sex, income, drinking, smoking, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, obesity. This is close association of vitamins and periodontitis. All vitamins are associated with periodontitis. However, if adjusted, if the link was changed, in model 1, vitamin excessive intake of vitamin A increased the periodontitis, and insufficient vitamin B2 was associated with increased vitamin periodontitis, and also in model 2. However, in model 4, only vitamin C was associated with increased periodontitis, and the odds ratio is 1.21. And in the subgroup analysis, there are some, according to some subgroups, the link was hierarchized only in vitamin C, and there was no association in vitamin B2. And I calculated the impact of vitamin C deficiency on periodontitis. This is the insufficient proportions, and this was significant groups in the stratified analysis, and the odds ratio has increased, and this is excessive risk, and proportional attributional risk, and population attributional risk proportion. And so we can expect that in the population with periodontitis and insufficient vitamin C, we can expect it is because of the percentage of this, and in the total population of periodontitis, it was this percentage is because of insufficient vitamin C intakes, and we can think that about 5% of patients with the periodontitis is associated with is because of the deficiency of vitamin C intake, and we concluded that we found that insufficient vitamin C intake was associated with existence of periodontitis in Korean adults. Insufficient vitamin C intake had excessive risk by 12%, and proportional attributional risk by 10.7%, and the population attributional risk proportion by 5.1% on periodontitis. The risk was highlighted in subjects aged 30 to 49 years, 75 years or more, and female with no drink, and non-smokers, and impaired fasting glucose groups. Our representative Korean data confirms previous evidence that vitamin C is related to periodontitis. Thank you for your attention.